Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Sadowski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Donovan. Landis moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Held moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sadowski for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Donovan moves to second. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Donovan scores. Luplow moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox throws to second for 1, and Esposito throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Luplow scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Kirkland steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kirkland moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Donovan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-2 in the game. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Sadowski goes all the way around to score. Carrion moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Indians. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Esposito strikes out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards third. Sadowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a line drive towards first. Francona catches it and steps on first to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell who is chasing the ball. Klein reaches third base with a triple. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luplow. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Esposito bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrion moves to third. One out. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for John Buzzard. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrion scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sadowski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle is walked intentionally. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donovan hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Tyke Line. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Esposito for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-4 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Donovan. Landis moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Landis moves to third. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cunningham is walked intentionally. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson is walked intentionally. Cunningham moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sadowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-4 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for John Romano. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Held bunts towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. Mahoney moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kindle is walked intentionally. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donovan is hit by the pitch. Mahoney moves to third. Kindle moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Doc Edwards now catching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Esposito hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Luplow bunts towards first. Cunningham fields the ball and throws to Bauman covering. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sadowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Willie Kirkland. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Essigian now playing left field. Al Luplow now playing right field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell bunts in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Sadowski is walked intentionally. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Robinson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Sadowski moves to third. Carrion moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Esposito is walked intentionally. Al Smith pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sadowski scores. Carrion moves to third. Esposito moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.